This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado Congressman Jason Crow said the potential for air travel disruptions won't convince him to end the month-old government shutdown. He said it's incumbent on Republicans to reopen the government.
Everyone's like, well, why don't Democrats work in good faith? Why don't Democrats open the government? Like, we have been. In April, we passed a CR to fund the government. The administration made promises to the Senate when they voted to do that. And look what's happened in that time. All of the reliance, all the promises have been broken. They had the chance to negotiate with us in April and in May and in June and in July and in August and in September. You get the idea.
The Trump administration says as many as 40 airports will see a 10% reduction in flights beginning tomorrow. That includes Denver International Airport. Anti-terrorism programs in Colorado Springs and the Denver metro area are now being funded by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. CPR's Dan Boyce explains.
The money comes from Homeland Security's Urban Area Security Initiative. That dates back to 2003. Money is awarded each year to U.S. cities based on what Homeland Security deems is the local terrorism threat. This year marks the first time Colorado Springs has received a grant from the program to the tune of $2.3 million. The money's meant to help the city's law enforcement agencies plan, equip, and train their staff for the, quote, needs of high-risk urban areas, according to the announcement. Denver, Aurora, and Lakewood all jointly received a $5.5 million grant from the same initiative.